Echo 8 Delta Alaska November, standing by Michigan Section AR at the CNET.
KB8SWR.
Good afternoon, Jeff. KB8SWR, got you in there. Anyone else through Michigan Section AR at the CNET, please call.
KATON, this is KTBD. Just thought I'd let you know I have you armchair copy. You are coming in like you're sitting next to me, so you are getting out. This is KATBD.
KATBD, KATON. Well, thank you for that report. It's always good to know it's working. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan at the CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR at the CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR at the CNET.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, got you in there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR, PSCNet. Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section AR at the CNET. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
Before the exercise. So, and there were nearly a few hundred
participants all around the state. I don't have the numbers right offhand. We'll have that out shortly. Coming up this week, we've got Wednesday morning. I got a call with folks from around FEMA Region 5. Indiana and Wisconsin both had something called 10-4 Day, and they were different purposes, but they kind of made it into a region-wide exercise. Some of you may have participated in that, and I've got a kind of an after-action call that we're having on Wednesday morning. Friday is the Sheriff's Work Group meeting. I think that's around noon on Zoom, and that will be the last meeting, I believe, for the year. They take the last 2 months of the year off, typically. Saturday is the White Lake Office Weather Service meeting, and for folks in Districts 3, as well as parts of 1 and 2, I guess, are all served there. It's probably the lower part of District 3, I should say. You're all welcome to participate in that. If you didn't get the invite already, there is also, I think it's a Google Meets link that will be available for that one. I think that's what they're using these days. It's a good meeting. It's informative. It's a look ahead at what's coming weather-wise around the state, and it's also a recap of the weather events we had over the last 6 months. So if you're part of that area, served by that office, I encourage you to participate. And I'll give a plug. Coming up next Sunday before we meet is at 4 p.m. Eastern is the FEMA Region 5 VoiceNet. That'll start on 60 meters channel 4. Hunt around. If you don't hear anything on 4, hunt around on 5, 1, 2, and 3 in that order and see if you can hear the net and check in. Once we've done that for 15 minutes, we move to 40 meters, usually 7280. And then we go to D-Star after 15 minutes of that for reflector 024 alpha. And then the final 15 minutes is on DMR on talk group 31673, which is also called R5OXCOM. It's kind of fun. We like to see how many we can get. I was net control three or four weeks ago. I can't remember now. But anyway, we had about 90 participants across all of the bands checking in there, trying to get all six states when we can. And it makes an interesting exercise. A lot of writing, getting all those call signs down. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the list. We've got KAJBD to be followed by N8ODU. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KADON, this is KAJBD. Hello to all on net. The name is Jim, ECRO from Washtenaw County. Yeah, we finished up our siren test for a month, so we got through all of the sirens here, so that's very, very good. Last week on Sunday, we had one of our local ARPSC nets followed by a ARPSC simplex net. So we do those generally once a month. Well, we even got two hops into some guy all the way from my station in Dixboro all the way out to Grass Lake. So that was actually kind of fun to see what was going on there. Other than that, around the house here, I've got the snowblower cranked up, ready to go. Generator's all cleaned up, fresh gas, and ready to go for the winter. Hopefully never, ever need to use it, but oftentimes I do. Other than that, it's been enjoying the weather and just enjoying life in general. So thanks very much for taking the net, Max. This is KJBD. Back to you.
All right, KAJBD, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPSC net. Well, good to hear the siren tests are all wrapped up there. We were able to get all the way around the county. That's a nice service that's performed, and I know many counties do that. The simplex exercise, that sounds quite interesting. Good opportunity to be able to test your way around, see how you work without the repeaters. I think that's a good backup capability thinking in terms of pace planning. And yeah, I don't have a generator here, but as far as snow throwers go, I haven't gassed mine up yet. I'm going to be brave and daring and wait at least a month before I do it. So as you said, hopefully we won't need it too soon, and hopefully you won't need your generators this winter. Next we go to N8ODU to be followed by KD8RWE. Mr. Mike, thank you for providing the remote today. Your comments for the net?
I don't really have any comments. Just trying to get things around for winter while we have this nice weather, filing motorcycles and vehicles in storage and, you know, for the next 4 months. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be around here if I'm needed. 73L, NAW monitoring.
All right, Mike, thank you. And as always, thank you for providing the remote monitoring here. That's a valuable service here. Let folks that don't have HF access get on the air with us on that. Next, we go to KD8RWE to be followed by KD8SWR. Mr. Dale, KD8RWE, your comments, sir.
Yeah, this is KD8RWE, Dale on Calhoun County, and we just kind of belong to the Skyborne group, and usually we just kind of listen in, but I know Brett is KD8RHD is on vacation this week, and we had our Skyborne meeting last Tuesday, and it was kind of a fun night. We had pizza, and we've got a couple new hams that have joined the group, and they just got their general licenses, so we're trying to talk them into getting into HF a little bit. And, you know, don't take much of a rig, and you know, with 10 meters being so wide open, it's okay. It can be a lot of fun. So other than that, that's all we got for the net. We'll give it back to net control, KD8RWE.
All right, KD8RWE, KD8D1, Michigan's XJRPF, CNET. Well, thank you for being a part of Skywarn. You guys have had no shortage of opportunities to go to work for the weather service this year, and you've had more than your share of weather down that way as well. Not quite as much as in Calhoun County, but elsewhere around you and your neighbors, and you guys are able to help out with that as well. Appreciate that. Let's see here, and nice, by the way, also to hear the new hams joining in. Let's go next to KD8SWR to be followed by N8SBE. Mr. Jeff, I think you've been busy, haven't you?
Max, everybody on the net. Yeah, the last couple of Saturdays been doing a lot of network stuff, so yesterday we were able to get some more links up and some more equipment up in Genesee County, making Genesee County great again. Put a DMR machine up in Genesee County. It's on the Greenville frequency, so if anybody's in the area, that one is on the air and into the network. But always something going on. We put put a hamtastic mesh network up also in Flint, and a 2.4 and a 5 gig access point for users to get in. So still working on getting stuff together and up on towers before it gets cold. Back to you, KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KE8D1, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Now, you guys have certainly gotten a lot accomplished and really adding a lot of value in Genesee County. So I have to fire up the DMR radio when I'm going through the area next time, see what works out for me there. Let's see, we go next to N8SBED, followed by KF8DOT. Mr. David, how are things going your way?
Yeah, KE8DOM of the group, N8SBED. We're getting ready for another trip with the RV, this time down to Sodden Daisy, Tennessee, to go to a wedding. And so we've been essentially working on getting that put together. And I my old Icon 7000 had bit the dust that I used mobile in the truck. And so I did get an Icon 7100 and installed it. And put the HiQ antenna on there on a Breedlove mount. And come to find out that my old screwdriver controller made by Amcom, which has been out of business for a long time, cannot drive that antenna. It complains the motor is stalled. Although the motor works fine, I can put 12 volts on it and it runs just fine. So now I'm looking for a screwdriver antenna controller, and I'm willing to drive halfway across the state if I need to, if somebody's got one that I can use before I go on this trip on Tuesday. So that's my quandary at this end. N8SBE, back to net.
All right, N8SBE, KE8D1, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Wow, as you heard him, folks, he's looking for a screwdriver controller for his antenna. So if you guys, any of you know of the one that's available, reach out to November 8th here at Bravo Echo. And I've talked to you before then, you have safe travels. Tennessee should be nice this time of year. All right, let's go to KF8DOT, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Eric, Mobile and Holly, how are you doing?
This is KF8BOT. I am doing good. Went out today to Frankenmuth for some fine dinner, and then I'm going to go and do a little bit more work on my HF antenna before the weather gets any colder. Got my VHF and double and dual band set up last week, so I've been keeping kind of busy and just enjoying life and enjoying this weather right now. KF8BOT, back to net.
And we are at the bottom of the roster, and so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join in to the Michigan section ARPSCNet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? Right now today, we got 7 check-ins in 15 minutes. Well, thank you everybody for joining in this afternoon. District 5 will be up next week. KERHB should be back at the home station. He's off camping this weekend, and he did say he should be back and taking that control for that session. So look forward to joining you all next week, and maybe we'll hear you as well on the FEMA Region 5 voice at 4 o'clock. With that, I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Have yourself a safe week ahead. This is KEAGLR. I'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. The training was frequency to normal amateur use. KEAGLR out.
KEAGLN, KDVD.
KEAGLR, KEAGLR.
I also copy 7 safe in 15 minutes. I should run the net back. Secure KHABD.
Roger that.
Thank
you for confirming as well. And you have yourself a good evening. KHABD.